This is The Week in Addiction Medicine, a podcast resource of timely news and top stories brought to you by the American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM.
Today's Tuesday, March 26th, and I'm Claire Rasmussen. Our lead story this week in pediatrics is titled Disposable E-Cigarette Use and Subsequent Use Patterns in Adolescents and Young Adults. The study found that those reporting the use of disposable e-cigarettes at baseline reported greater number of use days in the past 30 days. In the follow-up survey, disposable e-cigarette use was associated with continued e-cigarette use and greater number of times used daily. Our next article in Molecular Psychiatry is titled Association of Semaglutide with Reduced Incidence and Relapse of Cannabis Use Disorder in Real-World Problems. Semaglutide has been found to be associated with decreased alcohol and nicotine use and is being investigated for effects on alcohol, nicotine, cocaine, and opioids, but not cannabis. After surveying electronic health records, the authors found a lower incidence of CUD diagnosis associated with semaglutide use in treatment for obesity and T2DM. Next, we have an article in the International Journal of Drug Policy titled Punitive Legal Responses to Prenatal Drug Use in the United States. In this paper, the authors conducted a literature review and legal survey. In the legal survey, they found that approximately half of states have some form of punitive legislation, most commonly civil child abuse. In the literature review, the authors found that punitive policies were generally not associated with improved health outcomes and often associated with harms for one or more studied outcomes. In addition, the authors note that most of the studies did not consider racial or income-related differences in policy effects. Next is an article in Addiction, titled Problematic Pornography Use Across Countries, Genders, and Sexual Orientations. The authors note that there's a relative absence of data on PPU outside Western countries and among women. The problematic pornography use risk is estimated to be 3.2 through 16.6% of the population of 42 countries and varies among different groups based on the measure used. Next is an article in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs titled The Association of Acute Intoxication and Threats of Masculinity on Laboratory-Based Sexual Aggression. The goal of this study was to assess if precarious masculinity, measured as a static trait, and acute alcohol intoxication, measured in a laboratory setting, were positively associated with men's perpetration of laboratory-based sexual aggression after their masculinity is threatened. The study found that acute alcohol intoxication did facilitate men sexually aggressive responding toward women following their masculinity being threatened. Our next study in Current Biology is titled Dissociable Encoding of Motivated Behavior by Parallel Thalamostriatal Projections. This study used fiber photometry to investigate the in vivo dynamics of two distinct paraventricular nucleus of the thalamus types in mice performing a foraging-like behavioral task. The authors discovered that PVTD2+ and PVTD2- neurons encode the execution and termination of goal-oriented actions, respectively. The results highlight the existence of two parallel thalamostriatal projections that participate in the dynamic regulation of goal pursuits. Next is a study in SAMHSA titled Drug Abuse Warning Network, or DAWN. This Dawn short report examines emergency room visits involving alcohol between January 2021 and September 2023. The report consists of three pages of graphs summarizing the data. During the 33 months covered, there were over 8 million emergency room visits involving alcohol, and 19% involved at least one other substance. Visits by males were over double those by females. Our final article, Psychotherapies at a Glance, is in the American Journal of Psychotherapies. This article reviewed guidelines from multiple nations concerning the use of specific types of psychotherapy for treatment of a range of psychiatric disorders. The authors searched for guidelines that were based on reviews of evidence, and the results were presented in a Psychotherapies at a Glance tool. For substance use, the authors list the following psychotherapies: cognitive behavioral therapy, contingency management, family and couples therapy, motivational interviewing, and 12-step facilitation. This concludes today's episode of This Week in Addiction Medicine. Remember to subscribe to the ACM Weekly for more exclusive content and our editor's commentary, delivered weekly. Be sure to check us out on social media and ACM.org. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.